Hachette Audio presents The Young World, written by Chris Weitz, read by Jose Julian and Spencer Locke.
It's another gorgeous spring day after the fall of civilization. I'm doing my rounds, following the path that winds through Washington Square Park like a warped infinity sign. I pass the tables where old men used to play chess, now Brainbox's open-air workshop. Then the fountain, witness to innumerable first dates, proffers of marijuana and shrieking aquatic sallies of children. Now it's the tribe's reservoir, covered with tarps to keep out pigeon feces and algae-encouraging sunshine. The statue of Garibaldi, or Gary Baldi as we call him, is festooned with plastic lays, Mardi Gras beads, retro rapper's bling. The trophies of scavenging expeditions into the Badlands outside the walls. The Doom Quarters, Broadway, Houston, the shooting galleries of the West Village. Taped to the pedestal, mementos of the dead. Snaps of moms, dads, little brothers and sisters, lost pets. What mom used to call real pictures, to distinguish them from digital files. Hard copies are where it's at now that millions and millions of memories are lost in the cloud. An ocean of ones and zeros, signifying nothing. Through the stone arch with Washington, founder of our country Washington, not my big brother Washington, on horseback, you can see all the way up Fifth to the Empire State Building. Smoke still issues from the highest floors. Kids say that's where he lives, the old man, the one adult who survived what happened. Kids say a lot of shit. Where there used to be grass and flowers, swing sets and dog runs, there are rows and rows of vegetables. Frank is bitching out a work party, and they take it. Yesterday's country mouse is today's savior.